Hey, what's going on, everyone? I'm EJ King, and welcome to the Island Dreams podcast, where I discuss those things that we've all been thinking but never really put much thought into. Today, I'm going to touch on a topic that's hit hundreds of cities across America and has affected hundreds of thousands, possibly even millions of Americans across the country as well. What I'm talking about is gentrification, the art of out with the old and in with the new. So go ahead, grab your favorite tropical drink, take a seat in your hammock, and let's dive right into it. All right, everybody. So, gentrification. Well, before we begin, let me tell you what the definition of gentrification is. And for this, I am going to provide you with three separate definitions. Reason being is because although they may say pretty much the same thing, they all say it in a different way that makes it seem more or less of what gentrification really is. Okay, the first one is from Wikipedia. Wikipedia states that gentrification is a process of changing the character of a neighborhood through the influx of more affluent residents and businesses. Now for the one from Merriam-Webster's Dictionary. The definition of gentrification in Merriam-Webster's Dictionary is that it is the process of repairing and rebuilding homes and businesses in a deteriorating area, such as an urban neighborhood, accompanied by the influx of middle-class or affluent people, and that often results in the displacement of earlier, usually poor, residents. And lastly, the definition from the Oxford English Dictionary. Gentrification is defined in the Oxford English Dictionary as the process of renovating and improving a house or district so that it conforms to the middle-class taste. Now, the reason why I wanted to read you all three definitions is so that you can first understand that gentrification, just as any and everything else in this world, is what you make of it. Now, for those who don't know, the Oxford Dictionary is the British version of the dictionary, meaning it is based out in England, while the Merriam-Webster Dictionary is based in America. And of course, Wikipedia is pretty much open to anyone with internet access, but I believe it is mostly Americans who write the data, statistics, and definitions for everything on the site. But as you can see, there is one major key difference between the American version and the British version of what gentrification is. You see, Americans talk about the moving in of affluent people into an area, neighborhood, or district, while the British don't. And for those who don't know, both the Merriam-Webster and the Oxford English Dictionaries state that the definition of affluent is a group with a great deal of money or riches. So you might ask, why the major difference in definitions? Well, I live in the United States, so I don't know much about the UK, but I do know that people there operate very differently than the people here in the US. People in the US tend to be very money driven, and as we all know, with money comes power. So is this why people in the U.S. gentrify an area? To gain control over the neighborhood and to feel more powerful? To dictate who gets to live there and what businesses get to operate there and collect more money on property taxes and or rent through the increase in economic value in the area from quote-unquote fixing it up? These things tend to bring up lots of controversy with the people already living in the areas that are being gentrified because they, at one point, were considered to be middle-class citizens and were thought to be doing very well for themselves, but now, not so much. With the cost of living rising, amongst many other things, it may be time to reclassify the meaning of middle class. Reason being is because, looking at the Merriam-Webster definition of the word gentrification, it clearly states that there is an influx of more affluent middle class Americans that enter the neighborhood, and the poor residents are then displaced, or simply put, kicked out because they can no longer afford the prices that are now set by the financial growth in the community. In America, the once middle class are now unofficially considered to be the lower class because they can no longer afford to live in the gentrified areas. Now, as I said, the British are a bit different. They are not concerned with displacing anybody. Their definition clearly states that they are fixing up an area, neighborhood, or district so that it conforms to the taste of the current middle class living there. Again, as I am not in the UK, I cannot speak on the issue of gentrification over there as being a major problem. But just as by their definition, I believe that they value the people already living in an area more than some of those living in the US. And the thing about gentrification is that it can happen in many places, not just neighborhoods. I'm pretty sure everybody knows what an elevator is, but only some of you may know the history behind the elevator and how it came to be. Now, it's quite a long story, dating way back to when people used to work in the mines, but I want to fast forward a little bit to when elevators got put into buildings. When this happened, this was considered to be an early form of gentrification. You see, civil and structural engineers finally found a way to build tall, high-rise buildings that had beautiful views from the top. But of course, they were only built with stairs, and the more affluent people, although they wanted a view, they sure as heck did not want to climb up all those flights of steps just to get it. So the better option was to rent or buy units that are on the lower level of those buildings. These bottom units were once considered prime real estate because even in the hotel industry, you didn't want to carry up all your luggage up many flights of steps. And if you lived in one of these buildings, you surely didn't want to carry up any furniture up those steps or walk up and down it every single day. So those who could afford it, they would take the lower level units. And the lower or middle class, I should say, residents would have to walk up and down X amount of steps just to get from home to where they needed to go. But now we introduce the elevator. The elevator changed the game forever and literally flipped the whole structure of the building upside down. The top level now became accessible and gentrification began. The owners of those buildings made presidential and penthouse suites and charged an arm and a leg for them just because they had a beautiful view. And of course, who could afford it? Only the affluent people that were living in those buildings. So they now took over the higher levels. And thus the poorer people were now displaced way down to the lower levels, which were once considered to be prime real estate. But in a building, it's easy to swap out your living area. But the question now becomes, where do you go if you live in a house in an urban part of a city that is now being gentrified? Well, I would say you do like they did in the story of the elevator and just trade places with the more affluent people that have now come to take over. But this is almost impossible because most of them came from the suburban areas, which tend to be highly expensive as it was designed for the upper class citizens. And here lies the problem. Where do the once middle class turned lower class displaced residents go when everything is out of their financial reach? The minimum wage pay doesn't seem to be rising, and inflation is causing the buying power of the dollar to fall while the prices on everyday goods and services tend to keep increasing. So as you can see, gentrification now becomes a huge problem, especially for those living in the areas who can no longer afford to live there. The best thing to do is to band together and go down to the Urban Planning Committee and have a discussion with them on your thoughts on how we could work together so that nobody loses out. If the committee has someone from the community on board and they truly have the current residents' best interests at heart, gentrification could one day no longer be an issue. And with all that being said, I'd like to leave you all with a couple of quotes. The first one says, gentrification has two faces. There is an upside that brings in new businesses, people, and energy, and a higher quality of living. But there is also a downside that forces up rent and marginalizes and pushes out locals, mainly low-income people of color, who have lived in the area for decades or even generations. This next quote says, in every afflicted city, the story is the same. Luxury condos and mass evictions, hipster invasions and a plague of tourists, the death of small local businesses, and the rise of corporate monoculture. And this last one is by a gentleman that goes by the name of Killer Mike. And he said, people think of gentrification in terms of race because it is presented that way, and I think it is presented that way because in poor cities, that's what's really going on. Beyond that, I think it is presented that way as a way for the people who are really pushing it to make it just a black problem, so people just don't care. All right, now that's all I have for today, folks. I hope you all enjoyed this episode, and please do share your comments with me on my social media pages. I'm on Instagram at imaking3, that's IMMA.KING.3, and on Twitter at imaking3 as well, but with underscores instead of periods. Whether you think I was spot on with what I said or if you think I was way off, I'm still curious to know what you have to say. And for next week's topic, I'd like to talk to you about addictions. So be sure to check back in with me next week to hear my thoughts on that. Until then, take care, and I'll see you all next time.